Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yet we have on a prominent fine columnist from The Inquirer, Mike Sielski, who put forth that theory a week ago. I got to believe he's eating crow, don't you?
Is he apologizing?
I don't know. Let's find out. He's on the line with us right now. Hi, Mike. How you doing, Michael?
Hello.
Mike, you were at the game on Saturday night, weren't you?
Yeah.
All right, and as you were listening to the crowd, were you saying to yourself, maybe home field advantage is not the myth I represented in my column the previous few days?
No, because that's not what I wrote. I didn't write that the Eagles had no home field advantage. I wrote that they did not have as great a home field advantage as a lot of other teams around the NFL,
yeah,
which I stand by.
You stand by it even though you were actually in the building.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that they had an advantage Saturday night. I never argued that they didn't have a home field advantage.
Mike, friend to friend, get your hearing tested.
Mike, you got to change your opinion. What you have going on here is what might have happened, maybe, but that's a home field advantage.
You guys are arguing a point.
No,
that
no,
I am
this is
not
a bigger
making.
Home field advantage. They are now in Seattle territory.
How? At the one game, they're in Seattle territory? Seattle has won. First of all, go back to what I wrote and what I argued. I know you guys are getting a lot of mileage out of this.
No, I'm not getting any mileage. You said it was a myth. You said it. You said it. You wrote
no,
it,
I
and
didn't.
You said it on this show. Oh, we're going to find that cut. Mike, you're going down any second now, Mike. We're looking for that cut right now. Go ahead. Mike. Mike? Did he hang up?
No, he's right there. I thought you meant go ahead, play
no,
the cut.
No. We're still looking for the cut. We're not sure. You said you used the word myth. I didn't make that word up.
Yeah, and the myth, and as I wrote, and as I said on your show last week,
right.
I defined the myth as that the Eagles have an appreciably better home field advantage than virtually every team in the NFL, and they do not. They have a home field advantage. I'm not arguing that. Guess what? Every team in the NFL has home field advantage. Every single one. People keep arguing like, well, the Eagles would have lost that game if they had played in Atlanta. Yeah, they probably would have. It's better to play at home. But that doesn't mean that the home field advantage the Eagles have at the link is necessarily better than most other home field advantages that other NFL teams have.
All right, let's try for some clarity here. Mike was on last week after he had written the column, and he said this. Mike, does not provide much of a home field advantage and hasn't for a long period of time. Are you ready to revise that position based on Saturday night?
No.
Say something here.
You guys must be – I don't understand this. I really don't.
No, we're trying to decipher between what was and what is.
Right.
The Eagles weren't that good
guys, at – literally, the clip you just played – I literally just said that before you played the clip. I mean, come on.
Not the last part. The last part you said, basically, we don't have much of a home advantage here. That's what I heard. Am I misquoting him?
Mike, it's time to just quit while you're behind. And I mean this as a friend to friend.
I'm not
because
quitting.
Mike,
I'm not
here, Mike, and here's
you
the
guys,
point is.
You guys are hearing something
no,
that
we're
I
not
did
here.
Not
we,
say
we,
or did not write.
We're hearing exactly what you were trying to take a point based off an analytics thing that doesn't work. Did that person who did all that go into every fourth quarter when there's 5 minutes left and break down every, you know, time there was a false start by the other team because of the home crowd. That to me is analytics, not taking scores of game and what happened. I mean, is that how that went?
I don't know. He applied the same standard to every single team around the NFL.
Just based off wins? I'm asking real serious. Just based off wins and losses, or did it go into actual points in the game?
No, it was not based off wins and losses at all.
No, that's my question.
It was based off point differential, which is a better indicator of an advantage a team has over time than wins and losses are, as he explained and as I explained.
Mike, you were at the game, right?
Yes, Angelo, of course I was at the game.
Fourth and goal. The crowd is up, going crazy. Joe, play this. Play this crowd. Mike, in all honesty, this is a determining factor, not in a game, in a season. The crowd is at such a level, NBC did a whole theme on it throughout the game, and you didn't think that was a major, 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 major advantage seen in very few other stadiums in any sport in North America. Is that what you're telling me right now?
What do you want me to say, Angelo? That the fans at the Link unleashed a pack of feral underdogs to go after Matt Ryan, and that would have been the closest comparison to what happened on fourth down. They had an advantage. I acknowledge they have an advantage at home.
No, I want you to acknowledge a massive advantage in that game when the season was on the line Saturday night.
On that play, did the fact that the game was in the Link help the Eagles? Yeah. You know what else helped the Eagles? The fact that Steve Sarkisian is a lousy play caller. The fact that Julio Jones, whether he was pushed by Jalen Mills or not, I'm not sure he was, fell down on the route. I mean, that's the whole point of what I wrote last week, is that you can take any particular moment, whether it's JoJo Revicius running away from Eagles linebackers, whether it's Ricky Manning intercepting three passes, and say, home field advantage did or did not have an influence on that particular play or moment. Of course it had an advantage in that moment. I'm not arguing that it didn't. I'm saying over time, which is how generally you get a better gauge of these things, the Eagles compared to other teams don't have a great home field advantage. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they didn't have an advantage Saturday night. Of course they did. I wrote before the playoffs that Doug should do everything once Wentz went down, and the question became, when does he rest his starters? When does he play Foles? I wrote that he should do everything possible to get home field advantage, to win those games, because it gave them an edge. It just doesn't give them the edge.
Wait, now you want to take credit?
I think it does.
You're going to actually try to take credit for that atmosphere, Mike. Now that's gall to a whole new level. No, that's chutzpah times 10.
Well,
honestly, now he's going, I told Doug, maximize this.
I didn't tell Doug anything.
All of a sudden, now you're a crowd consultant?
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Am I in the Twilight Zone here? Like,
no. Yes, you are. You put yourself in it.
Mike, was it greater than you thought it would be? The advantage?
No, I thought the atmosphere was exactly what I thought it would
Mike, let me ask you one simple question. At any point to the game, or maybe in that fourth point, were you outside the press box in the stands?
Yeah, I was.
For that point in the game?
Right. Then you need medical attention.
You mean for fourth out? Yeah. I'm just asking
because, listen, I've sat in that press box. There's a reason I don't sit in there anymore, because I can never give Angelo the flavor of the crowd. It's
and
too,
Rhea does a great job giving me the flavor.
No, I'm just giving you my opinion of the crowd.
I understand
it's
what
too
you're
antiseptic
saying.
For
and,
me.
I think sometimes
the media, because you sit and you have to work, you have to write. I acknowledge all of that. All I'm saying is I don't think you can get the flavor of the crowd spending the whole time up there behind the closed windows. Just my opinion.
I totally got a flavor of the crowd. I would have been stunned. I wouldn't have expected anything else with the Eagles season on the line, that the crowd would have been fired up for that play and would have been loud and raucous and everything we saw. All I was acknowledging and pointing out in the column that I wrote last week was, A, compared to, let's say, CenturyLink Field or some other stadiums around the league, that it has not proved as great an advantage to the Eagles, home field I mean, as it has for other teams. You know, and secondly, that when things go bad for the home team, and we have seen this, and you guys did not deny this when I was on with you last week, that things can get rough for the Eagles. Now, things never got rough. They were in that game the whole way. Saturday.
Oh, it was rough in the first half. There were some points.
When Ajayi fumbled and
whatever.
I don't
think they quit on him.
Mike, did you not tweet out that if they had blown that last play, it would have turned the other way and been ugly?
Well, it probably would have, yeah. But no, my point was...
I don't deal in hypotheticals.
my point is, on that last play, okay, my only point with that tweet and with what I was saying was, on that last play, that to me, watching that play, okay, as soon as Matt Ryan started to roll out, and I listened to your interview with John Kincaid yesterday, and he pointed out the same thing, I'm thinking to myself, what in the world are the Falcons doing? What did Sarkisian call here? This is ridiculous. Of all, you know, you don't want Matt Ryan rolling out. To me, the play call, the defense that Jalen Mills applied were greater factors on that final play than home field was. Was home field a factor? Sure. But those other factors were more important. And my only point was, if somehow Julio Jones had caught the ball and come down in bounds and the Falcons win the game, what would we be saying about home field advantage then? That's all I'm saying. They could have, if they had run a different play, if they had, you know, put Ryan under center and sent three receivers into the pattern, and Ryan finds Mohamed Sanu for a touchdown, we wouldn't be talking about home field advantage.
Mike, I'm going to tell you something. And this never happened before in the history of LaSalle University.
Oh, no.
Mike was in my class many years ago.
Wrong, incorrect.
All right, you're in Bill Wine's class. We were in Bill Wine's class.
Oh.
Bill is changing his grade to a C.
Oh.
And I'm sure it was an A. Sielski, oh. I'm stunned, amazed, and also partially amused by this whole situation.
There is some humor there.
But you know what I enjoy? That you're hanging tight, tough, with a really dumb
position.
Let me
give you Mike Lombardi's number.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I didn't hear the show on Saturday morning, but I had a family member of mine called in. Apparently, Congressman Brendan Boyle called in to Glenn and Ray's show Saturday morning and ripped me for the column.
Yeah.
And Ray kind of tended to agree with him. And so my feeling is, you know, this is cake talking to you guys. I got condemned by the House of Representatives and the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday morning. This is
nothing. Say this. Oh, it is nothing.
Write it again this
week.
When
you don't have Ray's support, Mike, you're on an island by yourself. I assure you of that.
Ray thought they were going 8-8 this season, just like me.
All right, Mike. Mike, thanks for coming on and taking our abuse. I read you every day, and I always will, but this one I'm not in. I'm definitely not in agreement with. Thanks, Mike.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.